At this they burned to throw the Trojans back. And both sides reinforced their battle lines, Trojans and Lycians. Myrmidons and Achaeans, moving up to fight around the dead, with fierce cries and clanging of men's armor. Zeus unfurled a deathly gloom of night over the combat, making battle toil about his dear son's body a fearsome thing. At first the Trojans drove back the Achaeans, fiery-eyed as they were. One Myrmidon, and not the least, was killed, noble Epigeus, a son of Agacles. In Budaion, a flourishing town, he ruled before the war, but slew a kinsman. So he came as suppliant to Peleus and to Thetis, who enlisted him along with Lord Achilles, breaker of men, to make war in the wild horse country of Ilion against the Trojans. Even as he touched the dead man, Hector hit him square upon the crest with a great stone. His skull split in the helmet, and he fell prone upon the corpse. Death's cloud poured round him, heart corroding. Grief and pain for this friend dying came to Lord Patroclus, who pounced through spear-play like a diving hawk that puts jackdaws and starlings wildly to flight. Straight through Lycians, through Trojans, too, you drove, Patroclus, master of horse, in fury for your friend. Sthenelaus, the son of Ithaemenes, was the victim. Patroclus, with a great stone, broke his nape cord. Backward the line bent. Hector, too, gave way, as far as a hunting spear may hurtle, thrown by a man in practice or in competition, or matched with deadly foes in war. So far the Trojans ebbed as the Achaeans drove them. Glaucus, commander of Lycians, turned first to bring down valorous Bathycles, the son of Chalcon, one who had his home in Hellas, fortunate and rich among the Myrmidons. Whirling as this man caught him, Glaucus hit him full in the breastbone with his spear, and down he thudded on his face. The Achaeans grieved to see their champion fallen, but great joy came to the Trojans, and they thronged about him. Not that Achaeans now forgot their courage, no, for their momentum carried them on. Meriones brought down a Trojan soldier, Laogonus, Onetor's rugged son, a priest of Zeus on Ida, honored there as gods are. Gashed now under jaw and ear, his life ran out, and hateful darkness took him.